Jake was a 12-year-old black lab. He was one of about 200 search and rescue dogs that the government keeps on call 24/7 to assist with disasters. Jake has searched through the rubble at Ground Zero on September 11th. He has waded through floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Earlier this week, his owner, Mary Flood, had Jake euthanized. He was dying of blood cancer. Mary is a canine search specialist with Salt Lake Urban Search and Rescue, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program, Mary.
Thank you, Alex. I'm honored to be here for Jake.
I'm very sorry for your loss. How are you holding up?
It really is tough to lose your partner of 11 years, but he had a great life and a great last month.
I understand you found Jake at the pound. What did you see in him back then that made you think, there's a good search and rescue dog?
You know, he was a very homely-looking dog, and I always saw the dog he was now. And I'm not sure, but I think it's his eyes. But I always envisioned this great athlete that no one else saw. I remember people telling me, if he has enough muscle and can regain and hasn't had too much nerve damage, maybe he'll walk okay.
Because he was in kind of rough shape when you first found him.
He had a broken leg and a dislocated hip, and it was his second break in 6 months.
As a rescue dog, tell me about some of the things that he was able to do in some of the rescues he's been involved with.
Well, he was at Ground Zero at 9/11, and to train for that, they have to be tremendous athletes. We do a test that takes hours working on rubble and climbing ladders, doing agility. And actually at World Trade Center, it was on day three when we've been looking and looking for live people. That's our mission. And he was asked to search a little area that he had to jump into. And it happened there was a rescue worker there. So he started barking. His whole demeanor changed. So after 3 days, he was still looking for live people. And then I rewarded him, obviously. He didn't know that it wasn't a missing person. Then asked him to keep on looking for the body that we were looking to recover.
Mary, there are some concerns about the environmental conditions at Ground Zero and the effect that those might have had on humans. Any sense about whether or not the conditions there might have affected Jake's health?
I can't really talk in terms of the statistics, but, you know, dogs' noses are very close to the ground. He actually had a blood-borne cancer, and of the four dogs in Utah, three of them have died, and it has all been of cancer. He may have gotten cancer, 12-year-old labs do, but also I know he was in very tough conditions for a long time.
I understand Jake mentored other rescue dogs in training. How does one dog train another dog?
Well, I think my latest dog is an example. I got him and there was some snow and he was looking for his ball, but he didn't know to look under. So Jake sort of plodded over and stood near the ball and showed him how to dig for the ball. And so he didn't take away the job of the dog, but he did help him.
Sounds like Jake was a natural leader.
He really was. He has tremendous grace and wisdom. I miss him.
Mary Flood is a canine search specialist with Salt Lake Urban Search and Rescue and the owner of Jake, a search and rescue dog who died this week at the age of 12. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.